It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark, and this week we're sharing three episodes from last September with stories from our best-selling books about dreams, cats, and dogs.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you from one of our latest bestsellers, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Cats. We make our books about cats to be entertaining, not really as self-help books, even though that's the category that we fall into with most of our work. But there are so many lessons to be learned from these cat stories despite that. Cats show us how to get the most out of every day, how to live in the moment, how to shed the resentments of the past. And often, particularly because of the number of rescues we feature in our books, cats are examples of how to use the power of fortitude and forgiveness and resilience. Cats can be incredibly resilient and serve as role models for all of us when we face our own challenges. Linda Sabourin, for example, adopted a cat who had an infected hind foot. She had been found wandering in a field. Linda took her to the vet who tried to save her foot, but unfortunately the infection spread and they had to amputate that leg. Now, Linda was an experienced cat owner and rescuer, but she had never experienced a cat with an amputation other than a tail. She was frightened for her three-legged cat. And then, while they were waiting for the surgery, she was contacted about another rescue, an injured kitten that had been found in a parking lot. Linda took the kitten, who had a broken leg, to the vet, and then the bad news, that leg would have to be amputated. So Linda ended up taking both cats in for amputations within a few days of each other. And they both did great. The first one came home the same day as the surgery, and she very bravely withstood the pain that she must have been feeling. She needed some help figuring out how to use the litter box, and Linda ended up getting one with shorter sidewalls. And then the second one came home the same day as her surgery, too. By the time the cats had their stitches removed 2 weeks later, they had figured out how to get around, even jumping in Linda's lap and hopping over the baby gate. Before long, they were both racing through the house and jumping on furniture. Linda doesn't expect the missing legs to hurt the cat's chances for adoption after she fosters them. She says, there is a growing trend of people wanting to adopt special animals. It's wonderful to see and be a part of. Rescue animals have often been neglected, abandoned, and sometimes abused. I love it that I get to heal their wounds and soothe their souls and then pass them along to someone who will love them forever. Linda says those two cats never whined and never showed any self-pity. They just dealt with life and moved right along. And that's what we find with these stories about cats. They're an inspiration for us humans to deal with our own challenges with the same plucky attitude as those little rescued cats. Teresa Hoy found a role model for resilience, too, in a cat she named Blue Eyes. Blue Eyes showed up at their country home one December day, a large, cream-colored male cat. He was already an adult and had been roaming for who knew how long. So Teresa wasn't surprised when he tested positive for feline immunodeficiency virus. But since he was otherwise healthy and non-aggressive, she adopted him into their family. For 7 years, Blue Eyes spent his life the same way as their other rescued stray cats, living in a climate-controlled cattery in the barn. That changed for Blue Eyes when he was diagnosed with diabetes. Since then, Teresa has trekked to the barn twice a day to give him his insulin injection. He doesn't seem to mind. It would be easier for Teresa to move him into the house so she wouldn't have to go to the barn every night at 10, including when it's cold and snowy. But that would mean taking him away from his fellow barn cats and introducing him to a potentially hostile group of house cats, which could stress his already compromised immune system. Teresa's been giving him his insulin for 3 years now, and she figures if he could live through what he went through, she can do her part to keep him going, because he's actually been through more than FIV and diabetes. That poor cat was also diagnosed with mange from mites, which prey on cats with compromised immune systems. Treating that problem involved very uncomfortable sulfur dips at the vet. Blue Eyes has more recently been diagnosed with hyperthyroidism, meaning more medication and monitoring. Teresa says, so Blue Eyes stays in the barn, and I travel like a postman back and forth every day, rain or shine, sleet or snow, delivering life-saving insulin to him. Why trudge out into the sweltering heat or freezing cold twice a day when it would be so much easier to put him to sleep? Because of love, that's why. Love of his sweet nature, even in the midst of terrible diseases, his gentleness, and his uncomplaining, accepting attitude of the circumstances. If a Medal of Honor existed for the cat who has had the most diseases and health setbacks and still faces each day with heroic resilience, Blue Eyes deserves it. Teresa goes on to say, as long as Blue Eyes continues to fight for his life, I'll be by his side. As long as he needs me to travel back and forth to the barn twice a day in all kinds of weather, I will. And when the day comes that his body and spirit say enough, when he needs me to be the strong one, the brave one, and let him go, I will. I'm Amy Newmark, and you've been listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to learn more about our new books and everything else going on at Chicken Soup for the Soul, join the more than 2 million people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Cats. You can also pick up a copy at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Kroger, Meijer, BJ's, and Amazon. By the way, we're proud of how we handle our cat books. We make sure to feature lots of rescued cats, particularly black cats and senior cats, because those are the categories that are often left behind in the shelters. And we're donating royalties from the book to American Humane to support the wonderful humanitarian work they do on behalf of cats in shelters and during natural disasters such as hurricanes and wildfires. So this was the 10th episode of the podcast in which I shared stories from our new cat book. If you'd like to hear the 18 other stories I told from the book, just subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast app, and you can go back and listen to the past episodes. Or visit us at chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button to find all of our 600 plus past episodes. And come back for our next episode for a look at working dogs that love their work. Dogs that really want to have a purpose.